Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Father, we want to say thank you. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We thank you for yet another day in our lives, for the miracle of sleeping and waking up, for our going out and our coming in. We say a big thank you to you, our God, our Maker. Thank you for being our sustainer, our helper, our healer, our provider, our all in all. Blessed be your holy name, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we also want to thank you, Lord, for everyone that have listened to this broadcast in the past. Thank you for all manners of testimonies that we have received. Thank you for those souls that have been won into your kingdom. We bless and we honor you, in Jesus' mighty name. Everlasting Lord, we commit today's broadcast into your hands. And we pray, Lord, that indeed you will breathe upon it. It will bring forth salvation, bring forth healing, bring forth deliverance. Above all, draw closer and closer to you like never before, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Once again, my dear brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, I want to welcome you once again to this wonderful program of yours, Commanding Your Day. And I pray that the Almighty God will do something wonderful, something glorious, something excellent in your lives and your family, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you what I tell you before the glorious season. Before the glorious season, you will experience a glorious season in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The Almighty God will be glorified in every situation, in every circumstance of your life in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to take my text from the book of 2 Kings chapter 2, and I'm reading from verse 9 to 10. So when they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you." And Elisha said, "Please let there be a double portion of your spirit upon me." And he said, "You have asked a hard thing. Yet if you see me as I am being taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if you do not see me, it shall not be so." May the Lord bless the reading of his word, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe what you are asking for is something that appear hard. But God is telling you, the God that did it for Elisha, he will do it for you too, in the name of our Lord Jesus. You shall have your glorious season in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But there are certain things that we need to know in order for us to have that glorious season. Number one thing is that we need to acknowledge that it is God that brings about that glorious season. It's God that promotes. It's God that elevates. It's God that can even bring people down. In the book of Psalm 75, reading from verse 6, he says, For not from the east or from the west, and not from the wilderness come lifting up, but it is God who executes judgment, putting down one and lifting up another. I pray that the Almighty God will lift you up in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you have been down, the Almighty God will lift you up. And if you are up, he will continue to lift you up in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that we can learn from that passage is that it is only the humble that God elevates. Elisha humbled himself before his master Elijah. And as a result of that, he was able to be elevated. Brothers and sisters, God does not elevate the proud. The book of 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6, say, "Humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you. At the proper time, God will exalt you. I pray you will never do anything that will make the Almighty God not to exalt you. Every spirit of pride, let them be destroyed in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will put upon you the garment of humility. Indeed, you will exercise humility in every area of your life in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You need humility to even pray to God, because if you think that you can do it by yourself, then there is nothing God can do for you. But if you are humble, you'll be able to pray. And if you pray, the Almighty God will answer you in the name of our Lord Jesus. The greater challenge that most proud people have is that they don't even see themselves as proud. They see other people as being proud, but they never see themselves. I pray that the Almighty God will open your eyes to see yourself the way he sees you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that we can see from that passage is diligence. Diligence. The book of Proverbs 22, reading from verse 29, it says, "Do you see a man skillful in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men." And also in the same Proverbs 12:24, you see, "The hand of the diligent will rule, while the slothful will be put to forced labor." Elisha was diligent to Elijah. Elijah had many sons of the prophet who were with him, but it was only Elisha that was able to stand out. He stood out. He was with Elijah till the end. If you read that passage further down, the sons of the prophet were telling him that, "Why are you following your master? He will be taken away. Leave him, let him go." But Elisha stood with Elijah till the end. And just like Elijah told him, "If you are able to see me when I'm able to be taken away, it is then that you will get what you ask for." So having to do it to the end, not somebody who walk away. You don't walk away because you don't know what is ahead of you. If you are the type that have a dream, then you stand by that dream and bring it into fruition. So diligence, you need to be diligent. And when you are diligent, then your glorious season will certainly come. Nothing can hinder it. The grace for you to be diligent, the Almighty God release upon you. If you have been slack, the Almighty God will quicken your spirit in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. And when we are talking about diligence, there are different ways by which you can be diligent. Your diligence can be in the seeking after God, and you diligently seek after him. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, reading verse 6, you see, "And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who diligently seek him." Those who diligently seek him. Not those who just seek him by the words of their mouth, but their heart is not there. Those who seek him conveniently. When it is convenient, they seek God. When it's not convenient, they don't seek God. No, you have to diligently seek this God at all times. And that is when you can be said to be truly diligent, and God will reward such. He rewards those who diligently seek him. He doesn't just reward anybody. It's only those who are seeking him with all manners of diligence. Another way by which you can show your diligence is by obeying his commandments. Obeying his commandment, the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, reading from verse 1 and 2, and say, "If you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord, your God, being careful to do all his commandments that I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, if you obey the voice of the Lord your God." So Jesus said, "If you love me, then you must obey my commandment." Many Christians these days claim to love God, but they never bother to obey his commandment. It's only when you obey his commandment that you can truly be classified as a lover of Christ. So are you obeying him? Or you are obeying him selectively? You are selecting those that fits you, those that you think is appropriate for you to obey. And those that you think, why should I obey this one? This one is no longer contemporary. It's no longer relevant in the current dispensation. We are now in the technology age. We are now in the jet age. So why should I be obeying this? Oh, brothers and sisters, the word of God is complete. You cannot cherry pick the word of God that you are going to obey. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. And when you do it, you will get the reward. So you have to be diligent in your obeying his commandment. I pray God will put upon you the grace to obey him at all times, no matter the situation, no matter the circumstance, that you will be able to obey this God we are talking about. Number three, another form of diligence is serving him above the call of duty. Serving God above the call of duty. The book of Acts, Acts chapter 21, reading from verse 13. Apostle Paul speaking, say, then Paul answered, what are you doing, weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be in prison, but even to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. He was ready to die. Are you ready to die for this God? He died for you in the first instance, even when you are yet to know him. But you know the one thing I say, those who say, if I perish, I perish. They don't perish. Esther said it, he never perished. The three Hebrew boys practically said it when they were thrown into the burning furnace. They didn't perish. Daniel said it when he was thrown into the lion den. He didn't perish. So if you are ready to tell to God about God that, look, if I perish, I perish, God will not perish you. He doesn't derive joy in destroying his own beloved. But those who say, you are not ready to perish, are the ones that perish. Brothers and sisters, are you ready to serve him beyond the call of duty? Paul here was ready to serve God beyond the call of duty. He was ready to do more than every other person was ready to do for God. And as you do so, the Almighty God will bring about your glorious season. The grace for you to go beyond the call of duty, the Almighty God will release unto you in the name of Jesus. Another thing for you to have that glorious season is for you to cultivate his presence. Always love his presence. The book of Exodus chapter 33 verse 15, the Bible says, and he said to him, if your presence will not go with me, do not bring us up from here. If your presence do not go with me, that means you value the presence of God. You acknowledge that you need his presence. You acknowledge that without his presence, you can't do anything. Say, without me, you can do nothing. So brothers and sisters, the grace for you to always cultivate his presence, the grace for you not to quench the spirit of God, the Almighty God will release upon you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As you cultivate his presence, your glorious season will come. In the name of Jesus, the glory of God will be seen in your life, in every situation, in every circumstance of your life, because you cultivate his presence. And number five thing is that let your focus be on things above, not on things beneath. The Bible tells us in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, it says, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Seek the things that are above. Seek the things that are above. Let your desire be to please God at all times, not your desire to please man, not to look for the applause of man, but look for the applause of God. And as you do so, the Almighty God will make your season to be glorious. And finally, you have to have a heart of thanksgiving. The book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Give thanks at all times. Give thanks. Be thankful. Thank God for that little oil in your vessel. Thank God for that little rod you are carrying. Thank God for that little talent that you have. And as you do so, it will bring about a glorious season. The little bread, the little fish that you have, thank God for it, so that he can multiply it for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. And if you are listening to me today, You're not sure that even you know this Jesus I'm talking about. I'm giving you this wonderful opportunity for you to have a continuous glorious season every day of your life. And just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children, that they have given their lives unto you. Pray, Lord, that indeed, Lord, you have mercy upon them and write their names in the book of life. For everyone who have listened to this podcast, the almighty hand of God will rest upon you. He will elevate you. He will take you higher and higher beyond your widest imagination. Whenever you call unto him, he will answer you speedily. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.